WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the fourth consecutive month, the College Station School Board has discussed their first written policy addressing future changes to campus boundary zones. During last week's board meeting, Superintendent Clark Ely reviewed trigger points to discuss boundary changes. One is building utilization, and another is the percentage of low-income students on each campus. Board member Michael Schaefer also brought up two issues raised by parents during CSISD boundary changes last year that will be discussed next month.
I think there's a couple of things that I heard loud and clear through this last process was additions to the schools. I think it was very important to me. And the other thing I think that really got my attention was an individual talked about how many times somebody in their family got rezoned.
The board is considering a process where they receive recommendations from administrators and collect feedback from the community by email and at least two public forums. Developers looking to open more land in College Station to build apartments and commercial businesses have a proposed economic development agreement with the city and Brazos County.
Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting agenda includes extending Dartmouth Street south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Developers have 2 years to start the first phase, about two blocks in length, in order to receive up to $250,000 or 25% of the cost of building the three-lane concrete street. Brazos County's participation, according to the city contract, is associated with the second phase of extending Dartmouth. A map of the proposal shows a third extension of Dartmouth going to Texas near Brothers Boulevard, but the right-of-way for the third phase has not been acquired. County commissioners have not taken action on the Dartmouth project, though tomorrow's county agenda includes discussion and possible action on unidentified economic development items. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The last Bryan City Council meeting included an update on development activities.
Dirt work on the extension of University Drive began and triggered interest in the properties surrounding the site as staff has received numerous calls and held meetings with developers that are very interested in development in that area.
City Manager Keene Register also pointed out continued activity in existing east side residential developments.
Final plat of phase 6 for Austin's Estate at Thornberry and Austin's Estate, which has been received and will consist of 12 new estate lots at over an acre each.
Register says single family home building permits citywide between January and April is 26% higher compared to the same period last year. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is in need of summer volunteers. Distribution manager Rhonda Behrens says one of the main things they need help with is sorting food.
Sorting involves checking for the quality, checking the food for cosmetic damage, making sure that the product is not expired.
Behrens says summer volunteer shifts are Monday through Friday from 9 to noon and from 12:30 to 3:30. Individuals and groups interested in volunteering can go online to bvfb.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 64 degrees. Our text line is open. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Wigward Inc. and Calvert is a tractor supply company that offers the small town attention you miss with larger dealers. You've still got weeds to take care of, and Wigward Inc. has plenty of sprayers and shredders to choose from. Get ready for hay season with a full line of Heston hay equipment and tractors by Coyote and Massey Ferguson. And remember, at Wigward Inc., you'll always get upfront, no-hassle pricing. So go shop for your farm equipment at Wigward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WigwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Howdy, howdy. Good morning, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking the weather, sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
The weather remains a little unsettled today, but we're certainly going to notice a drying trend across the state as we head through the next 48 hours. Today, partial sunshine, maybe a stray shower or a thunderstorm, 80. Turning partly cloudy overnight, comfortable, 55 to 60. Sunshine and warmer tomorrow, highs 80 to 85. Tomorrow night, clear 60 to 65. High pressure brings us sunshine on Thursday, highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team begins their SEC defense, the title defense, as they face Missouri in the first round of action today. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball is quickly approaching. We'll hear from new manager Trey Porras and more sexual assault allegations, but this time they aren't at Baylor. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So at 6:11, catnappers. Felicia Nevins and her husband have been trying to convince a child for 3 years now. They've decided...
That's not the story.
Huh?
What? Huh? No, hang on. That's not the story. That's... Here. All right. Two nuns in California.
There we go.
Wow. So two nuns walk into a bar.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Two nuns in California recently caught trapping their neighbor's cats and setting them loose in a different area because they didn't want the cats to get into their garden. Sure. Makes absolute sense.
See, that's not allowed.
No, it's really not.
Jesus wouldn't appreciate that.
So right. you mean cat napping as in cat trapping, no, not cat napping as in taking a nap.
Yeah, right, okay, exactly. Right. Yeah,
Cat napping nuns.
Yeah. The woman in this audio clip is a neighbor who believes that her cat was stolen because it disappeared a few months ago. That would make these people maybe serial cat kidnappers, in fact.
And I look through the fence to my neighbor's yard, and I see a black cat in a trap. From what I gathered with my discussion that morning, they dumped him.
For lack of a better term, I think these ladies were at their wits' end, and they just wanted some peace. And if they couldn't move themselves, then they might be able to move the other half of the problem, which were the cats.
I feel it's heartless and unforgivable.
It is.
This was a family member.
It is.
A family member.
It's a cat. It's a pet, Scott. Right.
Here we go.
To my neighbor's yard, and I see a black cat in a trap.
A brat cat?
Black.
Oh, black cat.
A black cat
in a trap.
In a trap.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like a rhyme.
A brat cat's even funnier, though.
There is a black cat in a trap.
Brat cat.
So now, and look, it took two of them, which means they probably had a discussion about this.
Oh, for sure.
So they feel suddenly justified.
Because they both agreed that it was okay?
They thought that it'd be all right if we went ahead and did this.
It's like they're like, right? Am I right? You're right. We feel the same way about this.
Can't you just like sprinkle pepper in your garden? Doesn't that get rid of the cats?
Probably so.
Heard that somewhere.
The cats have gone missing in Citrus Heights, the Citrus Heights neighborhood of California. The two nuns have admitted to trapping and relocating the felines.
They have.
They have.
Now, they say they relocated.
Yeah. Under the overpass.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Put them on the highway. See how long they last.
Under the highway. Under the highway.
Sure.
Well, cats are prowlers, okay?
I know, they can survive.
They really can.
But it's a pet.
Yeah, anyway. Both police and animal control say the best thing for the animal owners to do is license your pet and get it microchipped.
Yeah, that's a good
Which
call.
Which is true.
So the nuns are getting off with this.
I think that's right.
Wow.
I think they basically, you know.
Another reason not to move to California.
Yeah, but I mean, what are you going to do? Put a nun in jail?
Yes. Lock her up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hashtag.
That's always a good picture. Yeah.
Okay. We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Nuns on the perk walk, right? Okay.
They're all dressed the same. I don't know which one did it.
Yeah, let me know who did this.
You can't pick her out of the lineup.
Well, that's the other thing. When they get them in the, when they start sweating them in the interrogation, is one of them going to give up the other?
Ooh.
Say, it was Sister Alice's idea. She made me do it.
We'll cut you a deal.
Don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley Imports on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. Now through Monday, everything is on sale. 50 vehicles will be sold between now and Monday at ridiculously low prices and payments, like a Volkswagen Jetta for just $14,995 or lease one for just $159 a month. What? A $159 a month payment on a new Jetta, or you can buy one for less than $15,000. Plus get $5,000 off Hyundai Tucson, $7,000 off Hyundai Santa Fe Sports, and $9,000 off Hyundai Sonatas. Brazos Valley Imports has a car for everyone, and they're all on sale this weekend. Get a well-equipped BMW 3 Series or X1 for just $299 a month. A luxurious BMW for less than $300 a month. Plus a Mazda CX-5 SUV starts at just $19,000. It's the huge Memorial Day sales event at Brazos Valley Imports. 50 vehicles must be sold by Monday, and the savings will be huge. So come see us on Highway 6 at Briarcrest. BrazosValleyImports.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Here we go. It's Tuesday. It'll be Friday before we know it, right?
Oh, yeah,
just
sure.
Close your eyes, hold your breath, and it'll be Friday. It's day 143. We got 222 of them to go. Okay, it's Lucky Penny Day. Lucky Penny Day.
All right.
Heads up, pick it up.
You betcha. National Taffy Day.
Hmm.
I don't know. Taffy is...
It can be good.
Yeah, I suppose. It's, you know, it's pretty...
That saltwater stuff is pretty popular.
It is, you know.
On the East Coast.
On the East Coast, you go to the beach, and they've got those machines that stretch it out and all that.
It's cool, yeah. It's cool to watch.
It
you
is.
Know, I've seen it, you know, made on whatever, Food Network Channel
right.
or whatever.
It's like a lava lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, it is. That's to get air into it. Okay, stretch it out.
Yeah,
it lasts longer.
I prefer the sugary stuff like the Laffy Taffy.
Yeah, the dentist doesn't go for it anyway.
No.
It's also World Turtle Day.
Turtle.
World Turtle Day. You know, I don't think I ever owned a turtle.
Me neither.
Oh, we did.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. His name was Gengar, which is also the name of a Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Which is not a turtle Pokemon.
Yeah,
I don't
you
know
think
you've
gone with Squirtle?
Yeah, exactly. But no, my brother named him Gengar. And
now, did he live in one of those little plastic things with a plastic palm tree? Or
he had a big, no, he had a pretty big aquarium,
okay.
a glass aquarium that he lived in.
Okay.
He's on the golf course now.
Okay, just let him roam free.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Not purposely, but.
Oh, yeah. he escaped?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow, okay.
Right. Imagine that, yeah. A turtle.
A friend of mine had a turtle, but all I remember is that it stunk. Like, it smelled so bad.
You have to clean out their aquariums or their cages constantly.
Really?
Yeah, you are correct. They're not very clean animals,
okay,
considering they live in water.
Yeah.
Okay, there's our 411 on turtles.
Turtle Day.
So now, did you notice right away he was gone?
Okay, long story short, my uncle was supposed to be watching him. Like, he took him out in the backyard.
Oh, okay.
And my parents live on a course, and so
he was out of his enclosure.
Yes, he was out of his enclosure.
All right,
and,
okay.
you know,
okay.
Uncle Pete took a little snooze. Next thing you know, he woke up, and Gengar was gone.
Now, all right, so how old was your brother? Or how long had he had the turtle at that time?
I mean, I feel like we'd had him probably at least, you know, 9 to 10 months, okay. if not a year.
Was everybody okay with it?
I think so. Okay. I think so. Will was probably tired of taking care of it.
You didn't
so he's like, oh, well.
You didn't put posters up on telephone poles in the neighborhood.
No,
light poles,
we figured he you know, found a pond out on the course,
that's
and he's
right.
probably living a much happier
there you
life
go.
Now.
I was going to say, are we sure this was an accident?
Yeah. Exactly. Right?
Like,
I know.
Oh, I fell asleep.
Diving for golf balls. Thanks, Uncle.
Exactly.
Appreciate you doing that. Yep. All right, we got birthdays.
Kelly Monaco, is that how you say your name?
I think so.
She's 41. She won the first Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Pretty cool. She was on soap operas.
Finals
gotcha.
Are tonight, by the way. Just letting you know.
Ooh.
Finals are tonight. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, we won't be watching.
Man. No.
Jewel is 43. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't heard anything from her in a while.
No.
Ken Jennings is also 43. He's the guy that won the more than $3 million in Jeopardy.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
cool. But he also got beat by Watson, the IBM supercomputer.
He extended his career. You know, he got in. He was in games magazines and stuff like that. And, you know, beat Ken Jennings, and it was a deal.
Yeah. He won 74 straight episodes. That's crazy.
It is.
H. John Benjamin, or just John Benjamin, as most people
yes,
call him.
Yes.
He
yes.
is 51. He's Archer.
He is Archer.
Pretty
don't,
cool.
Don't watch it with your kids.
Yeah, definitely
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
Melissa McBride is 52. She was Carol on The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Drew Carey's 59.
Oh, my.
Pretty cool.
Wow,
Price is 59. Right guy. I didn't realize that. Yeah.
Still hosting the Price is Right.
Price is
huh?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mitch Albom
yes.
is 59.
We've talked about him. He is an amazing guy. He really, really is. Tuesdays with Maury.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The Five People You Meet in Heaven.
Yep.
Both of them just outstanding books.
Yeah.
He was a sports writer for a while. Well, he still does. He's
okay.
And he's Detroit.
On,
yeah.
Yeah, and he's on CBS. And he does a morning radio show, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's
yeah.
cool.
Except for, I think, 1 week or 1 weekend out of every month when he goes down to
an orphanage in Central America that he built.
Wow.
Every month?
Yes, every month. He's
awesome.
He's a guy, man.
Yeah, if you think you're put, yeah, if you think you are,
you think you're a good person, yeah, think twice.
Look, just kind of read about it. It makes you feel good and tired at the same time.
Yeah,
he lives a full life. Anyway.
Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
All right,
63, yeah, boxer, yeah. And Joan Collins, 84.
Wow.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, there you go. Got that going on. All right, so then there's this from Oklahoma City. The principal of an Oklahoma City high school apologized after its yearbook featured a quotation attributed to Adolf Hitler. Yeah.
Like when and how and who thought that was a good idea?
Yeah, right. Students at Bishop McGinnis Catholic High School in Oklahoma City discovered the quote when they got the books earlier this month. Graduating seniors chose quotes to pair with their portraits. A quote listed above Hitler's name says... His name says, if you want to shine like the sun, first you have to burn like it.
Okay.
Some translations of Hitler's manifesto Mein Kampf include similar wording, though the author of the excerpt is disputed. It appeared in the yearbook directly below a quotation attributed to, oh good, Anne Frank. Could this get any worse?
So is this the kid picking the quotation that they wanted?
They were going to fire the editor, but he's graduating this year
right,
anyway.
Yeah.
So.
David Morton, who's the principal, sent parents a letter last week accepting blame for the gaffe and saying the school was buying stickers students could place over the offending quote. We're going to buy you a sticker. I can get my own sticker, thanks.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I can also rip out that page.
That's also true. Principal Morton could not be reached for comment on Monday. Yeah, I bet. Spokesperson for the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City, it oversees the school, says the student who chose the quote was disciplined. The school is also reviewing the process for student-chosen quotations. I guess that's going to be going away.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately and clearly, the process failed to work in this case.
Had they gotten a hold of the principal, though, what would his comment have been? Whoops.
He didn't know. And is that clearly it was on the student going, hey, watch this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I can pull this
probably
off.
Paid off the editor
exactly.
With, like, you know, Cheez-Its at lunch.
It would seem like as you're typing in Adolf Hitler, I mean,
you would think, right?
Maybe a red flag, but who knows?
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Media bias against the president now is so egregious, even a study the liberal elitist Harvard University, they think this has gone too far. Now, according to the Washington Times, study released last week by Harvard found that coverage of Trump during his first 100 days was unsparing, with negative reports outnumbering positive ones 80% to 20%. Now, Trump's coverage during the first 100 days set a new standard for negativity, said one Harvard professor. The study also found Trump received three times more coverage than previous presidents, and they warned the unrelenting negative coverage could erode public trust in journalism. Now, journalism's dead. So, message to the media, not that you care, when the liberal bastion Harvard says that you've taken things too far, now don't scale back. You might as well ruin any bit of credibility you may have left.
From coast to coast, from sea to shiny it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum proudly announces its newest exhibit, The Legacy of Ranching, Preserving the Past, Embracing the Future, on display now through January 2018. Recordings of oral histories and original video narrative, hands-on educational activities, and a historic chuck wagon centerpiece are all included in this impressive new exhibit. Special thanks to our presidential sponsor, Capital Farm Credit, as well as Texas A&M Agriculture and Life Sciences, Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, Texas A&M AgriLife, and HEB. Visit bush41.org for more information.
Jennifer Kashinka with your money now. President Trump's White House wants to sell half of the nation's emergency oil stockpile and open the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge to drilling as part of a plan to balance the budget over the next 10 years. The blueprint reveals the administration's hopes to ramp up U.S. energy output. The U.S. Strategic Petroleum holds about 688 million barrels of crude oil in heavily guarded underground caverns in Louisiana and Texas. The Trump budget proposes to start selling this oil on October 1st with sales that would generate $500 million. Uncertainty over the future of health care for millions next year is growing deeper. Insurers have released a framework for destabilizing wobbly markets, but the Trump administration is seeking a delay in a court case, leaving in limbo the fate of billions of dollars to reduce deductibles and co-payments. Insurers now trying to price their policies for 2018 say they need to know if the money will continue to be provided. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
So whenever I do a story about a particular name brand or a store, I like to reiterate that I'm not getting paid for this. This is simply just part of the story. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So, you know, we've talked about how 7-Eleven is going to be around here pretty soon. Well, if you're a coffee drinker, guess what? You're in luck, because if the biggest thing you want out of your coffee in the morning is a jolt of energy, well, a new study figured out something about the 7-Eleven. BuzzFeed bought 24 cups of coffee from four different major national chains. The Big Green Monster, of course, 7-Eleven, McDonald's, and Dunkin' Donuts. Then they had a lab analyze the cups to figure out every chain's average caffeine. Well, the most jacked up coffee is from that 7-Eleven. Their cups had an average of 280 milligrams of caffeine. Starbucks was second, of course, at 267. McDonald's had 227 milligrams, and Dunkin' Donuts has 220. So if you're maybe looking to chill out a little bit at work, Dunkin' Donuts might be the way to go. After BuzzFeed got the results, they asked people if they'd consider switching to 7-Eleven now that they know it's got the most caffeine. And guess what? 14% said yes, they're planning on switching. What about you? You looking at switching to 7-Eleven when it gets into town? You might want to if caffeine is your thing. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning, it's 629. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High temperature today, about 80 degrees. We've still got a 50-50 chance of some showers out there today and tonight. Then tomorrow, sunshine returns and continues through the week. We'll be at 83 by on Wednesday, but we'll be closer to 93 by the time we get to the weekend. This morning, though, pretty pleasant out there. Northeasterly winds at about 8 miles an hour, overcast skies, and we've got 64.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
When your boss asks you to do something and you know it is the dumbest idea in the world, what should you say? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
When you're at work and people ask you to do something, the first thing you should do is ask why.
Because most everyone who is sending stuff to you is just trying to get stuff off their desk, and they, frankly, they haven't thought through why.
Bill Jensen, author of the book Disrupt, Think Epic, Be Epic.
So your job as a listener is to ask why several times to get to the essence of something. Mike, why are we having this call? Well, we want to do an interview. Yeah, well, why is that important to you or me? It's important to ask why several times to get to the essence of things. And if you do, very often you will find you don't have to do whatever you're being asked to do.
You know those times when your boss wants you to do something or wants you to implement some policy or procedure and you know it's the stupidest thing in the world? Well, Bill has a great idea for what to say.
Boss, help me understand. That's the universal way to change a politically incorrect question into one that's correct. Just put "help me understand" in front of whatever you want to ask. That defers judgment or blame and makes it softer. So basically, boss, help me understand. I'm not clear. Maybe it was me and I wasn't listening properly in this meeting.
You can link to Bill's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The City of College Station's Economic Development Fund and Brazos County could be paying for a street extension to open up land for building apartments and commercial businesses.
The proposal on the agenda for Thursday night's College Station City Council meeting would extend Dartmouth about four blocks south of Harvey Metro Parkway. Developers have 2 years to start the first phase, among other requirements, to receive 25% of the construction cost, up to $250,000. City's contract with the developer is subject to Brazos County entering an agreement where the county could put money into a second extension. To finish the Dartmouth extension, the Texas near Brothers Boulevard and more right-of-way would have to be acquired. County commissioners have not taken action on the Dartmouth project, though tomorrow's county agenda includes discussion and possible action on unidentified economic development items. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A variety of development projects in Bryan was shared at the last city council meeting by City Manager Keene Register.
Staff received new plans for a 16,000 square foot addition to the Brazos Christian School on West Villa Maria, including addition of 83 new parking spaces that will greatly aid the congestion and parking issues, especially on football evenings.
The West Side update included two projects next to the Traditions.
The Hawthorne at Traditions, a multifamily complex which is almost complete, and the Broadstone at Traditions has started their dirt work to begin their multifamily complex across the street from the Hawthorne.
Also on the West Side, Register says Baylor Scott & White has received its certificate of occupancy for a new clinic on Villa Maria. The College Station School Board continues to work towards their first written policy of how to handle future changes in campus boundaries. The current proposal calls for an annual review in January. What will compose the review is still being discussed, but a common thread at last week's board meeting was determining what would trigger consideration of changing boundaries. Superintendent Clark Ely talked about building utilization.
We've got a few too many kids are overutilized at College Hills and underutilized at Pebble Creek. And the other ones are within their tolerances. Some are at the higher end, but are not having the effect of all the kids that we're having right now at College Hills.
Dr. Ely also talked about other options before considering boundary changes.
Using the College Hills and Pebble Creek example, do we cap enrollment? Do we, look at transfers? Do we change one line to move kids?
While the superintendent recommended population limits between 85 and 115% of a building's capacity, some board members discussed a range of between 90 and 110%. If and when boundary changes take place, the board is considering a process where they start with recommendations from administrators. Then the board will collect community feedback, which includes at least two public forums. School finance reform efforts at the state capitol may become the victim of politics as the House and Senate find themselves more than $1 billion apart.
This body took the issue of school finance very seriously.
House Education Chair Dan Huberty insinuating that perhaps the state Senate isn't quite as serious after watching them tear into his reform bill.
And I watched what they did to the work that we did here as a collaborative body.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick released a statement about the Senate version, saying it's hard for him to believe any Texas lawmaker would vote against $500 million for public schools.
As we pass House Bill 21 out with almost $1.9 billion of funding for our public school system, I'm not certain that we're going home with anything.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Bryan police are looking for two men accused of a daytime armed robbery yesterday at a West Side convenience store. Just after 11 a.m., an undisclosed amount of money was taken from the Easy Stop at FM 2818 and La Brisa. No injuries were reported and no additional suspect information was released. Suspects are also being sought in a strong-armed robbery Friday night just after 7 in a Bryan residential neighborhood. The victim reported he was making a purchase of an undisclosed item when two people attempted to drive off with his money. The victim grabbed onto the getaway car and was dragged a short distance before he let go. The victim received hospital treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Bryan police following up on a hit-and-run crash Sunday night found the suspect's car. According to the arrest report, 19-year-old Charles Manuel of Bryan has 16 active suspensions on his driver's license. Manuel was arrested for driving with an invalid license with one prior conviction, displaying a fictitious vehicle registration and warrants in two other Bryan Municipal Court traffic cases. If you or your organization is looking for volunteer hours this summer, check out the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
Volunteer shifts during the summer are Monday through Friday. The first shift is from 9 to 12. Second shift is 12:30 to 3:30.
Distribution manager Rhonda Barron says most volunteer shifts involve sorting food.
Individuals who want to volunteer with us, they need to be able to read the labels. They need to be able to make the decisions. Is this a good product? Is it good quality? Can we distribute it? And then they need to be able to sort it into all the different categories, such as fruits and vegetables and dry staples.
Go online to bvfb.org to find more information on volunteering at the food bank. WTAW News Time is 6:39 at 64 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called Okay to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at okaytosay.org.
Okay to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
This is T. Dipple with Brenham National Bank. We are celebrating our 84th anniversary. We have remained independent because that is how we can serve our customers best. We thank our customers for all of their support over the years and are again honored to receive the Banner Press Reader's Choice Award for Favorite Bank. Brenham National Bank is here to meet all of your banking needs. If you are considering the purchase of a new home, we offer low fixed rate mortgages. If you're a small business owner, we will be your biggest champion. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank will be in your corner every step of the way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Isle at Watercrest Assisted Living Community in Bryan provides exceptional senior living. We believe caring for an individual includes caring for their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs. That's why our residents maintain as much independence as possible while receiving compassionate, comprehensive care. Licensed nurses and caregivers are on duty 24 hours every day, and we offer an extended care program on our third floor for residents needing a higher level of assistance. The Isle at Watercrest, honoring aging. Learn more at jeaseniorliving.com.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Stations, Zornerman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:42. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partly sunny day shaping up for the region. There could be a stray shower or a thunderstorm today. Temperatures will be close to 80 degrees this afternoon. It's going to turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows will fall back to 55 to 60. Tomorrow, sunshine. High is going to be 80 to 85. Clear tomorrow night, low of 60 to 65. Sunny and warmer by the time we get to Thursday. High is going to be 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from new manager Trey Porras on the upcoming Brazos Valley Bombers season. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team is gearing up to face Missouri in the first round of the SEC tournament today. And the Astros' Brad Peacock filled in quite nicely for the injured Dallas Keuchel, pitching a one-hitter to lead the Astros over the Tigers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's budget rollout day today. The Trump administration is going to give us their budget at 10 o'clock this morning.
And we're at work.
It's called the New Foundation for American Greatness. Okay.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Sets up a 10-year plan to balance the budget. Yeah, I know. They always say they're going to balance the budget out there somewhere.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Sometime. It'll eventually be balanced, but maybe not today because, well, we're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Republican from Pennsylvania, his name is Charlie Dent. He's saying that, well, as the Rolling Stones say, you can't always get what you want when it comes to the budget.
So if we're going to increase defense, we must take it out of the non-defense spending, non-defense discretionary, which means things like medical research are impacted, the Justice Department, transportation, education, a lot of things that people care about that are not entitlement, that are not defense. So it squeezes everything.
And that's the thing, is there's a percentage of the budget that's already locked in. It's going to be spent. It's
sure.
For, you know, Social Security and all that kind of stuff and all the freebies that we give people just for being U.S. Americans. But I was looking at old stories yesterday and just watched them on TV. The amount of infrastructure that needs to be replaced is staggering. I mean, it really is. And a lot of it is in bigger cities where, you know, we don't have things like bridges here that have metal girdings and stuff like that. I mean, up there in the Northeast, it's a little bit different world. And again, they have expanded the roadways as much as they can. You know, you're not going to take a four-lane road that is over a river on a metal, on a steel bridge and expand that to six lanes. You're just not going to. So what you got to do is you got to take care of the infrastructure like that. We've seen stories about potholes where, you know, the roadway collapses underneath it and cars get swallowed up and all
like
that.
Yeah, like sinkholes.
Exactly. Remember, I don't know, now it's been about 10, 15 years ago when an overpass in Minneapolis collapsed and killed people. I mean, those kind of things are out there and everywhere. And I think the last time they graded our infrastructure, civil engineers gave it a D+. And now it's not going to get better by itself. We're going to have to spend money on it. And I understand everybody wants pet projects, but, you know, at one point we were the most advanced country in the world when it came to that kind of stuff. We had the infrastructure in place, and we don't anymore. And that's going to cost a lot of money, and I don't know how we do that. Of course, we're building roads in Texas like it's going out of style.
Yeah. I was going to say, with all the construction that we have around here in this area of the country, I'm surprised that's the case. You know?
And you know what? The things that they build now, X number of years down the road, are going to have to be enhanced. They're going to have infrastructure improvements. So we got a lot of it out there that needs to be done, and it's, you know, it's not cool, it's not fun, it's not sexy, but it is the real thing that we need to make sure that bridges don't collapse when there are vehicles on them and stuff like that.
We can't
that,
just so. Rest on our laurels.
No, we cannot. So anyway, so we'll see what happens as far as that goes. In the meantime, the real news, Dwayne The Rock Johnson just might be running for president. Just remember that.
Man.
Thanks to his announcement this past weekend on Saturday Night Live. Polling has already begun about his chances to beat Donald Trump.
I found his book recently as I was going through my stuff when I was moving, and I might give it another read, see how it goes.
I didn't know he'd written a book.
Me neither.
Yeah, okay. Decades ago, maybe.
Well, yeah, get back to us on that.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll see
us
how that works out. According to the public policy polling, they looked at The Rock's prospects. If he were to run for president as a Democrat, 36% of the voters see him favorably, 13% view him negatively. He makes Disney movies. How can you not like him, right?
Right?
He seems like such a nice guy. All right.
He does seem like a nice guy. And he, you know, he's an intelligent guy.
Yep. Apparently so.
Nice guys finish last.
Yeah,
have you guys
true.
Ever heard
really,
this?
Really, we
that's
have
true.
Heard
look
that.
At, look at our president now. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. So we had in the news also, we're going to talk to State Senator Charles Schwertner at about 8:30. They're not getting along over there.
No.
You know, the House thought that they really came up with a great plan, and you had the state rep saying, you know, bad things about the Senate.
Yeah, and basically they just, you know, tore apart his reform bill.
Exactly.
And
then Dan Patrick, who's the lieutenant governor, said, well, how could anybody be against our plan?
Right, right.
Well,
who would vote against $500 million dollars for public schools?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's where we are with that. And the thing is, that touches everybody. And we discussed yesterday that they put together a voucher system, it looks like, that has to do with students who are in special education or have some other specific needs. But again, that opens the door to maybe having all sorts of vouchers. I've got to go back and look at it before I talk to the senator this morning, but there's some discussion that schools would get more funding if they allowed charter schools to share their campuses. How's that going to sit with existing public? I don't think there are a lot of superintendents who'd be in favor of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just thinking they probably don't want the competition sitting right next to them. You know what I mean? So anyhow, we'll discuss public education, which basically tells you that, no, they haven't gotten it settled yet. You thought they did, but they really haven't, and that's why they're in the conference committee. All right, 649.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
I often compare landscaping to interior decorating. There are many similarities, and those who understand one are often good at the other. However, even with those similarities, getting you revved up about mulches is about as likely as my turning you on to carpet padding. Undaunted, however, I present what I feel is a compelling case for my client, the miracle of mulches, right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out signed, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought. We took too many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, NeilSperry.com, or call during the week, 800-752-GROW. So, I'm going to be talking about the miracles of mulches, and I'll start by saying mulches save lives. The lives of your most precious plants. Mulches, you see, conserve that valuable Texas water. You use less water today when you mulch, so there will be more water left for you to use another day. That's good for your plants. That moisture is saved due to the fact that mulches eliminate the direct contact of drying southerly breezes and the surface of the topsoil, so water won't wick into the air on those hot summer afternoons. Mulches also slow weed invasion, and that saves water. Weed seeds and runners don't get a good root hold in the mulch. Mulches moderate the rate at which soil temperatures change, both in the summer and in the coldest nights of midwinter. And finally, mulches reduce splashing. That means the water stays around longer, so it's more likely to soak into the soil. All the while, water mold funguses aren't as likely to splash off the soil and onto susceptible plants like petunias, pansies, snapdragons, mums, and periwinkles. Now, those are the utilitarian reasons that gardeners use mulches, but most of us use mulches for their appearance. Think about it. The carpet padding actually becomes a major supporting actor in the performance. What a deal! In simple words, mulches look good. I like pine bark mulch. Most natural of all the mulches, pine bark is inexpensive. It lays flat beneath your plants. It can be worked into the soil later. Many of us use it as a soil amendment, and it can easily be replenished annually. However, it does decay, and it washes away in heavy rains. Then there are nuggets and chips. These are larger pieces of bark. They stay in place better in rains. However, they're also very coarse textured visually. They aren't as popular as they once were. Hardwood mulches. Shredded hardwood mulch is growing in sales. It should be coarse enough it won't pack and repel water. For the record, it nor any other mulch will attract termites to your house. If you want an organic mulch that will bind with itself and stay put on slopes, cypress mulch is probably the best option. Pine needles will work well, too, if you have them available to you. And if you have valuable compost hanging around, you might use that as a mulch, but it's really even better as a soil amendment. I'm Neil Sperry. Summer pruning pays dividends in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:54. Well, the number 25 Texas A&M baseball team begins their defense of the SEC tournament title today when they play the Missouri Tigers in a first-round game at Hoover Metropolitan Stadium. The Aggs own an 8-5 record all-time at the SEC tournament, logging a pair of wins in both 2013 and 2015 in addition to last year's title run. The winner of today's game advances to a quarterfinal game tomorrow against the LSU Tigers. The tournament lid lifter between South Carolina and Vanderbilt is slated for 9:30 a.m., with the A&M-Missouri game beginning approximately 30 minutes after that game's completion. And you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the Aggie baseball team also had four players honored by the Southeastern Conference yesterday as the league announced the 2017 Baseball Awards and all SEC teams, recognizing standout performances from the season. Braden Shoemake led the Aggie contention, earning SEC Freshman of the Year, First Team All-SEC, and SEC All-Freshman Team honors. Hunter Coleman and Logan Foster joined Shoemake on the SEC All-Freshman Team. Brigham Hill rounded out the honorees as he was named to the SEC All-Defensive Team. Speaking of baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers season is right around the corner, and the four-time defending TCL champions were thrilled to announce several explosive 2017 promotional theme nights for the upcoming season. New manager Trey Porras also spoke on whether or not he's feeling the pressure to keep up the Bombers' winning ways this season.
No pressure at all. Yeah. No, seriously, we, you know, again, what Kurt was able to build here is incredible, and really we just want to build on it as well. You know, it's nice. There'll be a few returning Bombers, but all these guys have a chance to write their page in Bombers history this season. So it's nice, and obviously you see what a commitment the community's made with the investment they've made in the field and everything they do for us. But at the same time, it's their turn. It's our guys. It's a 2017 version of the Bombers, and it's their time for them to make their mark.
The star-studded 2017 promo lineup includes 6 fireworks shows, the most in Bombers history, 8 custom jersey auctions, and a slew of theme nights and special events for the entire family to enjoy. The Bombers kick off the season Friday as they travel to face the Acadiana Cane Cutters at 7 p.m. In college football, Michigan State officials say they've concluded a Title IX investigation into an alleged sexual assault and haven't taken any action to remove 3 football players from the university. The Detroit Free Press reports Michigan State spokesman Jason Cody would not discuss the specifics or outcome of the investigation into the alleged January assault. There's no timeline for when or if charges will be filed. In Major League Baseball,
Springer's going to 3-2, is bounced up the third baseline, a fair ball past Castellanos and into the left field corner. Springer around third. He's going to try and score, and he will without a throw. It's an RBI double for Jose Altuve and a 1-0 Astros lead.
Jose Altuve provided the offense with an RBI double, and Brad Peacock and 3 relievers combined for a one-hitter to lead the Houston Astros to a 1-0 win over the Detroit Tigers. In his first start since September, Peacock allowed the lone hit and struck out 8 in 4 1/3 innings. Game 2 with the Tigers is tonight at Minute Maid, with first pitch scheduled for 7:10 p.m. The Rangers had the night off but returned to the diamond tonight in Boston to face the Red Sox at 6:10 p.m., and you can catch that game over on The Zone as well. And in the NBA,
Curry guarded by 4. Curry behind the back, puts out the break, step back off the dribble, 3.
The Golden State Warriors await a possible third straight NBA final against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Steph Curry scored 36 points, and the Golden State Warriors closed out the Western Conference final against the injury-ravaged San Antonio Spurs with a 129-115 victory last night. The Warriors are the first team in league history to start the playoffs 12-0. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor Navasota, your authorized Kubota dealer for Grimes and Brazos counties, or online at wctractor.com.
It's almost summer. Suddenlink knows it's almost summer, and the way that you use your television may be different, and the internet may be different, and Suddenlink is here to make it super easy for you. You can sign up for Suddenlink's Triple Play today for $59.99 a month, and you can lock in your rate for an entire year. Not bad at all, huh? This is what you get. 20 meg internet, TV with up to 200 channels and unlimited home phone. And you need more speed, you can upgrade to 50 meg internet for only $10 a month more. And you've got HBO, you've got Showtime. It's all included, and you get that price for 1 year. If you just need internet, then Suddenlink has internet packages, too, that start as low as $19.99 per month. The offer won't last long, so give them a call today at 877-694-9474. And you can stop by the office if you want to do that instead. 4114 East 29th Street in Bryan. Limited time offer. Remember, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Price excludes taxes and fees and surcharges. Restrictions apply. See Suddenlink.com for more information on the deal that's going on as we begin the almost summer sale at Suddenlink. Here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 80 degrees. We do still have a chance of some showers hanging around at about 50-50. Could be happening tonight as well with a low of 67. Then...